From Spark and Anvil and Ecosphere, this is Crown, in Chapter 1 of the Ecosphere cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Crown was a small lemur tween with a folding pyramid card in her tail pouch and a small set of stacking blocks on her workbench. Her fur shimmered in shades of warm gold, cream, and rust. A long striped tail curled around her, its tip tucked into a small leather pouch. Inside, a carefully folded paper pyramid waited. Her bright eyes missed nothing, especially when it came to shapes and sizes. Crown had a knack for seeing how things fit together, how one piece depended on another. The folding pyramid card was her favorite tool. When she pulled it from her pouch and smoothed it flat on the table, it stood up, a perfect three-dimensional pyramid. Each layer was labeled: producers, primary consumers, secondary consumers, tertiary consumers, and apex predators. The base layer was always the widest, spreading out like a solid foundation. Each layer above it grew steadily narrower. The very top, the apex, was barely a single small block.
Beside the pyramid card, Crown kept a set of polished wooden stacking blocks. 10 blocks made up the base. One block sat on top of those. A tiny chip, maybe a tenth of a block, perched above that. Smaller chips balanced precariously higher still. These blocks weren't just toys. They showed how energy worked in nature. They showed the trophic pyramid structure. This was Crown's craft. She taught the shape of energy as it moved through an ecosystem. The pyramid's base was wide because producers were everywhere. Think of endless fields of grass or the countless tiny plankton floating in the ocean. These living things made their own food, soaking up sunlight. They were the source. The layers above them grew narrower for a simple reason: energy loss. Every time energy moved from one level to the next, about 90% of it disappeared. It was used for movement, for heat, or simply wasn't eaten. So a hawk at the very top needed many sparrows below it. Those sparrows needed even more grasshoppers, and those grasshoppers needed vast amounts of grass. One hawk required a huge, wide base of grass plants to survive. The pyramid had its shape because of this constant loss. Crown was always clear about one thing. The pyramid shape showed energy proportions, not status. "The apex predator isn't on top because it's better," she'd explain, her voice calm but firm. "It's small because so much energy was lost at every step below it. If you wanted more apex predators, you'd need a much wider base of producers. The base is the source. Without a wide base, there is no apex."
This idea mattered deeply to Crown. Many people thought of the lion on top or eagle on top as a sign of power or prestige. Crown quietly challenged that. She showed that the apex wasn't a king. It was simply what the pyramid could support, given the energy that had climbed up. The apex predator was constrained by the pyramid, not enthroned by it. And she taught that if the base became unstable, everything above it would fall apart. Lose the producers, and the whole pyramid crumbled. Crown grew up in a small village. Her family had always been the village's pyramid stackers. Every autumn, for the harvest festival, they built a huge pyramid in the village square. They used small pumpkins, gourds, and squashes. The work demanded careful attention to how weight was spread out. The pyramid stood tall because its base was wide and solid. If the base shifted even a little, the whole structure would tumble down. By the time Crown was 6,